You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Thursday received a group of new ambassadors accredited to the Holy See and encouraged them to foster dialogue and cooperation in our increasingly globalised society. The Pope was speaking to the new non-resident ambassadors of Yemen, New Zealand, Swaziland, Azerbaijan, Chad, Liechtenstein and India, whom he received in the Vatican's Clementine Hall. Pointing to the diversity of cultures and realities these ambassadors represent, Pope Francis immediately emphasized the positive and constructive role that such diversity plays in the concert of nations. He spoke of the series of complex threats to the sustainability of the environment and of the world's social and human ecology, as well as risks to peace stemming from violent fundamentalist ideologies and regional conflicts. But he highlighted the fact that it is not the diversity of the human family to cause such challenges, but the failure to set out on the path of dialogue and understanding. He told the ambassadors that their very presence here is a reminder of the key role that dialogue plays in enabling diversity to be lived in an authentic and mutually enhancing way in our increasingly globalized society. He urged them to foster respectful communication, which he said leads to cooperation, especially in promoting reconciliation where it is most needed. He also reminded them that the promotion of dialogue, reconciliation and cooperation cannot be taken for granted, and that the delicate art of diplomacy and the arduous craft of nation-building need to be learned afresh with each new generation. We share the collective responsibility, the Pope said, to educate our young people about the importance of these principles that sustain the social order, and to pass this legacy on to our children and grandchildren in the effort to secure peace and meet the demands of intergenerational justice and of integral human development. That, he said, is the right of every man, woman and child. I'm Linda Bordoni.